For Proctors, it's difficult to top last season, during which the musical Hamilton played the theater for 2 weeks. But they sure are trying. They have just announced a broad, power-packed seven-play Broadway season that includes shows selling out on Broadway, sturdy classics, and a few impressive revivals. Instead of having one show like Hamilton that everyone wants to see, this season spreads the fun and offers a selection of musicals that include a lot of shows that have appealed to almost everyone. The same is true for Capitol Repertory Theater. This will be their first year in their new Albany Theater at 251 North Pearl Street, where they will present six shows. Their series, too, has broad-based appeal with something for everyone. The Proctors season starts October 13th through 18th with Hadestown. It's a musical that has been selling to capacity since it opened on Broadway last season. Winning 8 Tony Awards in 2019 didn't hurt sales for the musical about legendary figures Orpheus and Eurydice, and Orpheus's journey to Hades to rescue his love. Bartlett Sher, whose production of Fiddler on the Roof just played Proctors, emphasizing his ability to make classic shows fresh. He returns to Proctors November 10th to 15th with another classic, the Lincoln Center's lavish revival of My Fair Lady. Actually, Sher will be represented on the schedule twice, December 29th to January 3rd, 2021. His version of To Kill a Mockingbird plays the Schenectady Theater. The new version, written by Alan Sorkin, is still the single hottest-selling ticket on Broadway. As a bonus, the show will be included on any subscription purchased for the Capitol Rep season. And what would a Broadway season be without a musical adapted from a film? Proctors has two. The hit Mean Girls plays February 2 to 7, and Pretty Woman, the musical, plays December 2nd through the 6th. The sleeper feel-good musical of the season is The Prom. It had a good run on Broadway, but this delightful show was overlooked by Tony Award voters, helping to hasten its closing. It was much too short a run. Two Disney shows, both with music from Elton John and Tim Rice, will be at the theater. One comes with a subscription. The other is an independent offering, with subscribers getting the first opportunity to purchase tickets. The non-subscription show is the timeless The Lion King. It's at the theater for over 2 weeks, April 15th to May 2nd, 2021. The revival that comes with a subscription is Aida, which plays March 16th through the 21st, 2021. A nice perk for those who purchase a Proctors season subscription is they also get to pick a play at Cap Rep, and there are plenty of tasty items at Cap Rep from which to choose. One of the tastiest is the opening show, The True, which runs September 25th to October 18th. It's a play that could have been written for Albany audiences, as it's a political drama about Albany Mayor Erastus Carney and his political confidant, Polly Noonan. It's respectful about the romantic rumors between Carney and Noonan, and deeply insightful about Albany politics. And even though it's about Albany politics, it's a theatrical experience that can be enjoyed in any city in the country. The holiday show that runs November 24th to December 27th is the family musical, The Wizard of Oz. 2021 will see more drama with the world premiere of The Way North, which is at the theater January 22nd to February 14th. It's another work that got its start at their Next Move play reading series. The Fly is a play about four African-American recruits who transform into tough fighter pilots during World War II. It was a time when the men had to fight racism as much as they did the Nazis. Add to all that, a ticket to Kill a Mockingbird at Proctors, you have a truly varied season. The Capitol Rep season ends with the popular music Jersey Boys, which plays July 9th through August 8th, 2021. Subscriptions are now at sale at 518-346-6204 and proctors.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.